Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
The biggest thing, I need to say this, it's to sit here on this platform with three former NFL players who understand what has happened in the National Football League, and for you guys to take a stand and take a charge into this and lean into this the right way for these coaches who are out there busting their butt, trying to get an opportunity so that they can be the best that they can be, yeah, and realize their dreams and hopes. I thank you, because it doesn't happen that way. It really doesn't.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wheel wheels straight up. But in the pass bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie detector test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
This past Wednesday, we saw President Joe Biden inaugurated. When Jennifer Lopez started singing, I got emotional. And I don't know why. Like, seriously, I'm sitting there at the top of our stadium and I'm looking at it on the big screen. My eyes just filled up with water.
I cried.
You cried?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't because of Biden, because we've seen a lot of white men become president. It was because of Kamala. Hmm. Like, a woman that looks like me, that went to a HBCU? Are you kidding me? I think every black and brown girl felt seen. Everybody has told us that we're not good enough, we're too emotional. We obviously, no matter what qualification, we're still not qualified for those types of positions. So to see her become vice president, I don't think any young girl has a limitation right now.
Wow.
And like, that's dope.
But I think what was a good gesture by her camp is that the black officer,
yes,
you know, who led the rioters away from the Capitol chambers, you know, he was able to escort her and lead her into the inauguration. So it's pretty good, man. It was touching. I think we don't know what's going to happen over the next 4 years. But I think the beautiful thing is the optimism. Yes. You know, when Obama campaigned, and they're going to say, oh, you guys are just liberals. You're this, you know, aside from all of that. Because when I think about hope, which was the message of his campaign, I think about all of us, you know, you, me, white, black, you know, rich, poor, like all of us, let's come together and figure it out. And I think that's the message in 46, Joe Biden's speech, you know, come together. Let's put our differences aside, which is what we need to do. And find a way to come together. So for me, I didn't get emotional, but the optimism, you know, I'm probably the most optimistic person in the world.
Yeah.
So that optimism made me feel great. It made my heart smile. And hopefully, you know, they'll make it a little bit better these next 4 years or however years going forward, better for my kids, you know, and other people's kids, because we need to see the light. And hopefully it's not a train.
A little bit better. A lot better.
Yeah.
Like, there was so much divisiveness. There was so much anger and hate in these, you know, I don't even say the name, but 45. Now with 46. And Kamala, too. I'm with you. You know, I'm talking about Kamala for months. That's my baby. But to get in there and have somebody that you know is going to bring people together. Like, there's a lot to fix now. We all understand there's a lot to fix.
Yeah.
But to have somebody that's not going to try to divide and say, we need to make this how it used to be. No, let's live in the now and let's fix what we have now. And that's the hope thing, Fred. I'm with you right there. The hope went up in my heart. I ain't gonna cry. B, you crying? You too big. You big as hell.
I ain't cry, bro.
It's okay to share a tear.
Look, it's okay. What's wrong with that?
He got on.
Politics. I don't know what politics
plastic
is.
Plastic bag and he's crying. He's gonna die, man. He's gonna dehydrate himself.
No, but like, this is the first year that I really leaned into the process and understanding how important it is to participate and the power in our vote. Where I'm from, I don't know what politics is. A lot of us, what is politics? I've never seen nobody marching down Mayflower. Absolutely. I've never seen, you know, what is that? Year after year after year, nothing changed where we come from. You understand? So that's why I say I don't know why I got emotional. Mm-hmm. Because when we talk about change, like, it's time for us to see real change. And I just feel like you said, Chan, the last couple years have been real divisive. And, you know, finally getting out of that and just hopeful that things can change.
Right.
I think that's maybe why I was emotional.
You know? Let me note, just really quick, I'll note, and then we can move it however we're going to move the conversation. Stacey Abrams.
MVP.
Man.
Unbelievable.
You know, what they did down in Georgia, yes. You know, claiming those two Senate, those the runoff, the Senate runoff, and being able to, you know, close that gap and win those seats. And now, you know, what you're giving President Biden is the same thing you gave, you know, Barack Obama. You know, because there was some resistance to Barack Obama. And Tupac said it years ago. I know it might seem heaven sent, but we ain't ready to have a black president. You feel me? And it was like that.
Yeah.
And we needed the control of the House and the Senate in order to get his agenda pushed forward. And thankfully, after what we've seen the last 4 years and how, you know, the Senate's had the last say on everything and a lot of things that made sense didn't necessarily get pushed through. Now we have an opportunity to direct his agenda, you know, straight off the back. And if it's not good, we got 2 years to figure it out. And then we go vote again, you know, and figure it out then. So, you know, I'm just thankful for the people down in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, how she just took the lead. Beautiful black woman. Just stood up. Right. So, man, this country has some say so, you know, and that's why it's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. And I ain't just saying it to be political. You go to all these other places, you come back home, you're like, you know.
Just think about what we were 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
But the state capitol.
Right, that was awful.
That was the same place where they were marching at today.
Right.
So you felt a sense of peace.
Yeah.
And like you said, then you felt a sense of hope. Because 2 weeks ago, we didn't know what was going to happen.
Right.
And then you look at today and there was no incident. Nothing happened out of the ordinary.
Yep.
And so you feel like, wow, maybe we really can come together.
Yeah. True. And because we're talking about the politics of the country, can we talk about the politics of the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because for me, that ain't it.
Got it. They ain't figured it out for you.
That ain't it. I mean, we got some amazing, and it ain't about, it is about race at the end of the day, right? You look at the AFC Championship game, right? The coaches that are coaching in that game, you know, we got Todd Bowles, D coordinator in Tampa, Byron Leftwich, offensive coordinator in Tampa, Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator in KC, and then we got Leslie Frazier, D coordinator in Buffalo. What is the problem? Where are the interviews?
Yeah.
You know, these guys have great resumes. We got to find a way to put them in positions where they're head coaches and then they're calling the shots. And the Rooney Rule, I don't think it's warranted, you know, in this particular situation. Because these guys have
they're in position.
They're in position.
They're in position.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what
their resume speaks for themselves.
Yes.
They don't have to have the Rooney Rule to say, all right, come in the door just for us to say, all right, check that box. Bye. It's time to figure
but
this
what,
out.
And what that good ain't is right. Your resume if they keep changing the job qualifications?
When you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9 because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Right? So when you apply for a job, you curtail your resume to fit the job description. So you're going to highlight the things that they've listed. These are things we want to see for you. So for us to feel good about you doing this job. But every year they change their job description. You guys were told that you had to be coordinators. Now we have 4 coordinators playing in the most important game that's going to get you to the Super Bowl. And still yet you're not qualified. Like, how does that make sense? How are you supposed to succeed when they keep moving the goalpost on you? Now you can be some random stud that just seems really smart out of college or some random position coach that, oh, that guy's a genius. But what about the geniuses that are coaching these 2 important games? And I think it shows that when you lose, they absolutely blame you. But when you win, oh, it's not because of Todd Bowles. So they won't attribute your successes to you, but they will attribute
Drew Brees played bad.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how do you reconcile that?
Essay, I'm just tired of being tired. Mm. When you look at what's going on, it's unfair. And it just needs to stop. Somebody needs to put an end to this. But I've said this before on a show before here. Until everybody understands how this league started, can they really dig in and understand where we are today? Until you go back and understand that minorities were not supposed to be a part of the league when it started. Mm-hmm. So the minority starting point is much different than our Caucasian brothers. And we all have to understand that. But at the same time, if we're talking about diversity and inclusion and changing this, then someone has to mandate something. It has to be a mandate. When you're watching a coach who's been in the league for 4 years, become a coordinator for 1 year, and get a head coaching job, one of the premier head coaching jobs.
Right.
That's got to tell you something.
Right.
And I have nothing against him. It's not me against him. It's me against the system.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's unfair to my brothers who work extremely hard, who have put themselves in position to have an opportunity to run a team, and they can't. And it's not that they can't. They're being told that they can't.
Yeah.
And I think that's unfair.
I want to ask Coach, like you said, even out in Tampa. Fred talking about Tampa. So you'll let Byron Leftwich run your offense. You'll let Bowles run your defense. You'll let them get you to the NFC Championship game. I think they have a chance to beat the Packers. Like, Tampa's a team. Mm-hmm. Why would they have you at that second level of coordinator, but they're not comfortable putting you at the top, making you a head coach?
You know, Channing, I wish I had that answer. I've been through it. I've walked that process out. I put myself in position so they could not tell me no. I tried to coach the quarterback because if you coach him, they can't tell you no. Mm-hmm. Byron is. Who did Tom Brady go hug right when this game was about over. Byron Leftwich.
Yeah.
That's who he went hug first. And I applaud Bruce Arians for what he's done. He's put Todd Bowles in position. He's put Byron Leftwich in position. He's got an assistant head coach. That's what you're supposed to do. I did the same thing in Cleveland. But you got to win. And they're winning. But for those guys not to be considered to be head coaches today, there is something fundamentally wrong with the system. And until we dive into the system and say, wait a minute, this thing's got to change, nothing's going to change.
Here's the issue. We can't continue to put addendums around this Rooney Rule all we want. It's not going to fix the problem. The problem is the owners. They want to hire people that look like them, that talk like them, that come from places that they come from. That's the issue. When Troy Vincent and the NFL and Roger Goodell, they've been working hard. Oh, we're going to roll out this addendum and we're going to make sure that we incentivize teams to put minorities in positions of power and to develop minorities. Said, man, that ain't going to work. They need to start with the owners. How do we go through 2020 with racial tensions soaring? All this equality, diversity, all these conversations that we're having.
Bingo.
We finally start using the football field as a platform to have these conversations. The NFL, we've never been able to say Black Lives Matter and do all of that stuff and, you know, Breonna Taylor on our jerseys and stuff. How do we go through all of that in 2020? And then here in 2021, we got 7 head coaching vacancies open and not one black coach right now. You know what I think should have happened? The owner should have got together and said, who's going to hire the black guy? Yeah. We got to hire the black guy. Even that, like we understand the problem. But to me, it's like, it's frustrating because from a PR standpoint, they should have got together and said, who's going to hire the black guy? They didn't even do that.
And make him the first hire.
They didn't even do that.
To help the situation.
But that's what makes it seem so intentional. And I've been someone that's tried to push this narrative of unconscious bias. They just unconsciously hire people that they relate to. But it's getting really hard to defend that narrative, right? Because like it's been a PR nightmare for them for the last few years, right? They know as soon as hiring cycle starts, ESPN's about to start this whole thing of tracking the black coaches. I mean, Jaguars. FS1, too. Yep. So Jaguars, they actually created on their website a tracker because they wanted they wanted transparency. So they literally have a page on their website that shows all the people that they interview for GM and head coach when they came in, just so they can defend them hiring Urban Meyer, who they knew they wanted. Shad has been trying to get Urban Meyer for years. That's like the worst kept secret, like in the NFL. But they did that to create transparency, which I applaud them. But it's just hard to say it's not intentional. Because like you said, why wouldn't y'all get together and just do it? So you know how much intention it takes to say, look, I know we're going to get killed for this. I still don't want to hire a black guy.
Right. It's just, how can you do this? I mean, how can we sit here and continue to say it's just okay? I mean, you take Cliff Kingsbury, who comes from college, and he gets a head coaching job. You now have Urban Meyer, who's coming from college, who's never coached the National Football League. He gets a head coaching job. And I have nothing against neither guy.
Yeah.
I mentioned the guy that's at the Chargers. We have 2 minority GMs that are new, but their coaches were already picked.
Yeah.
Ooh, lean into that a little more.
They all,
that,
so.
That went over a lot of people's heads.
You take Brad Holmes, who's now the GM at the Detroit Lions. Everybody knew that Dan Campbell was getting the job.
Yeah.
That was talked about before he ever took the position. Mr. Fontenot came after they hired Arthur Smith. So the question as a minority in a coach who's been in the league, are they really in charge? Because you understand the issue that we're facing today. And you're in those positions and you didn't get an opportunity to hire someone who looks like you, that does everything that you do.
Yep.
And the craziest thing, when we were playing, even before we started playing in the NFL, they always said what? The NFL is a copycat league.
Yes.
It ain't just on the field. It's in the front office.
Right.
What you just mentioned about hiring a coach and then hiring the GM, mm-hmm. You know, this is the exact same thing that was used, the process that was just used in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. They hired a coach and then they're going back to hire the GM. But I think, you know, just looking at it all, you said it's broken. The PR that's behind it, they didn't get it right. This is the year that you have more blacks available than almost any other year. You know, you
that
have guys
that are winning. Like, that it's are not winning. Even like we're just asking to give them a that job are winning. And take a chance.
And aside
winning.
From that, because what I've seen is I've seen a lot of these head coaches, they fall off the you know, from head coaching ranks to coordinators. You know, Jack found his way in D.C. You got Gus Bradley, and I love Gus. He's an amazing person.
Yes.
From the Chargers, now he just got a defense coordinator.
Right, same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when that tree, you know what I'm saying, that's always low-hanging fruit for those guys.
But Fred, wait a minute. I've been sitting at home.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been sitting at home.
Yeah. I expect your phone to ring. See, so it ain't about, a lot of times, it ain't about track record. You know what I'm saying? They try to prop it up as it is about track record. It's about face.
Yeah.
Like, this is our clubhouse. We, at the end of the day, we're going to let you guys know we still own this.
See, this is what gets me. This is what I struggle with.
We're business owners.
Brandon, Channing, and Fred, you guys got to know the owners of your team. Mm-hmm. You shook their hands. You went around their families.
Right.
You had conversations with them. I have a hard time when they keep saying, well, the owners need to find people that look like them.
Yeah.
They high-fived with you, celebrated you when you scored touchdowns, made tackles, scored touchdowns. Now we say they don't know you.
Yeah.
But they deal with you then.
Right. They deal with you, but it's a power dynamic. It's different when dealing with someone that works for you versus dealing with someone that's close to your level.
But they're not. I mean, at the end of the day, as a head coach, I'm not on the level as the owner. Because the owner can do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that and you really think through that, because I do, I push back when people say, well, they got to make sure that they look like you. Well, they deal with us on every level.
Correct.
If you had issues, you can go into the owner's office and have a great conversation.
As hired help.
Yeah, yes. It's a different but dynamic.
It's a different dynamic. So what you're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with these billionaires who don't have time for anything, right? And it's crazy. The NFL and the NBA is so different. Those owners seem to take the time, and it seems as if these guys, and I'm on the outside looking in, I don't know for sure, but just the perception of it all, it seems as if I'm an owner, I can say, Brent B., come over, let's have dinner at the house.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
at the house.
Yeah.
In the NFL, you're not going to get that.
But
I was never offered that. I was the best player in Jacksonville for my entire 11 years there. Regardless of what they try to say now, I am the best motherfucking thing that touched Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And they're going to see this. I don't give a fuck what it is. I know I'm the best player that's ever played there.
Nah,
there's a whole lot of other shit
two,
that come
bro.
With it.
Go ahead, oh.
Number two. Not as bad.
I push back on you on this. Because, like, we know where these owners stand. And it ain't no different in the NBA. The difference is the players had a power in the NBA. The players come together and they move together.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the difference. So until the NFL player come together and really use their platform and say, we're not standing for this no more, it's going to be the same old story. That's the only thing that's going to change this. I'm not going to call any names out because I don't want to put the weight of the world on just one guy or a couple guys. But what happened always with the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, when we're always, you know, sitting back at the table, we don't have the most powerful people sitting at that table.
No.
You know, the most powerful people in the NFL is usually the quarterback. And who is that? Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. We paid Drew Brees $1 million back in 2011 to be a part of negotiations. He got paid to do that. You know what I'm saying? So until the black player come together and have a conversation like, man, what are we going to do to make sure this doesn't happen again? It will never change. It always starts it in on the field.
But do you guys care who you play for, though? Like, when you were playing, did you care or want to have a black head coach? Because I think that's the issue is I'm not sure. I've worked in the NFL for a long time. I'm not sure that they care. Like, I was at the Panthers when we hired Matt Rhule, and I just knew that Eric Bieniemy was going to be a finalist and or get the job. I never got a sense from the players that they cared, and that's not a knock on them. I just, is that a priority for you guys?
We don't. Like, most players don't care, right? Most players don't care because before 2016, Cap took his knee, and then, you know, we progressed to 2020 and everything that's happening now, it was, everything's fair. Like, we weren't having these conversations.
Absolutely.
So now we're having these conversations, and we're like, oh, this isn't fair. Yeah. Coach Tony Sperano, had Pete Carroll, I had Mike Shanahan, loved them, great coaches. But I also had Lovie Smith. I also had Todd Bowles as my head coaches. And now what we're doing today is we're like, yo, we're having these conversations and we're finally realizing that our guys aren't getting these gigs. Mm-hmm. So now I think the player care. Now I think that Deshaun Watson is looking at the Texans like, why didn't you interview Eric Bieniemy? Why did it take for me to do all of this for you to finally say, okay, let me give him a call?
Yeah.
Now you want to do that?
Yeah.
The thing about NFL, and speaking from the lesser of the three ball players up here, I was chasing checks.
That's it.
I just want a check. I want to get as much money as I can before these knees, these ankles, these shoulders, whatever goes out is going to go out. Because NFL's not for long, that whole thing. So I think a lot of players chase that check. And when they do the rookie scaling, especially when they moved it back Cam's year, when now, you know, yeah. Sam Bradford made $70 million, then Cam went to 24. So they did that rookie scale. So now you really ain't set for life even if you get drafted in the early first round. So I think the NFL is more based around let me get my money before something happens to my body. But the difference between the NFL and the NBA, I 100% believe this, is that LeBron James leaves Cleveland, the value of that team goes down.
Absolutely.
Hits the ground.
Yeah. Yes.
LeBron James went to L.A., the value went up.
Went up.
There's not many NFL players. Fred, you just say you're the baddest thing running in Jacksonville. When you went to New England, Jacksonville's value didn't go down because there's so many players. The NFL's not struck. NBA's 15 guys.
Yeah.
NFL's 53 with 7 on the practice squad, 60, 70 dudes. Bro, it's not the same because those top dudes like Brooklyn right now, James Harden, KD, and Kyrie, bro, their value just went through the roof.
Yeah.
You can't get three guys together. Tell me three guys in the NFL that can get together and do what KD, Harden, and Kyrie did. It's impossible.
I think the quarterback position could do that, though. Yeah,
no, I don't know. I think it because of the times. PR nightmare. Like, now, we need to know where you stand. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. We need to know where you stand on certain issues, certain topics.
Yeah.
So when you're not giving us that, Dallas Cowboys, Houston Texans, now you're going to start seeing players finally say, I don't want to be here. Times has changed.
Because now players want to do what's right, not what's normal. Everything that's gone on with the social injustice, everything that's happened, now players are starting to see it for what it is and saying, this isn't right. What has been normal is not right anymore. And that's what's starting to happen. And those are the conversations that are starting to happen. And that's what we're starting to see. This NFL thing is just a blip of really what's going on in our world.
Right, right.
Because you look at college, you look at college football, there's only been one minority hired in college football at the University of Marshall. And I think there was 20 openings. One. So it's everywhere. So until we really understand what the issue is and really have real transparent conversations, you can't fix anything. Because what normally happens with this, see, the Senior Bowl is coming up next week, right? This gets swept under the carpet. It goes away.
And looked at it towards the draft.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden, here comes the NFL combine or the draft. Then all of a sudden, people talk about it a little bit. Then it goes away again.
But. Chef Nancy, bless us, Chef Nancy. Bless us, Chef Nancy.
It's hot.
We got to bring back I Am Black series. Chef.
Hello. I have crab stuffed salmon with broccolini and potatoes. I'm going to go over here
chef.
The biggest thing, and I need to say this, it's to sit here on this platform with three former NFL players who understand what has happened in the National Football League, and for you guys to take a stand and take a charge into this and lean into this the right way for these coaches who are out there busting their butt, trying to get an opportunity so that they can be the best that they can be, yeah, and realize their dreams and hopes, I thank you. Because it doesn't happen that way. It really doesn't. It just doesn't.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheels wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot of take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.